My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about 7 places to invest as a digital marketer. I'll go first. So the first place that you should invest, this seems kind of counterintuitive. And one thing I actually want to share something, you know, recently over time, I've been looking at people I used to, I learned kind of digital marketing from, you know, I would see the stuff that they're talking about now and they're kind of stuck. And I think one of the things as a marketer is, you know, you can learn the tactics, you can learn all the strategies, you know, the stuff Neil and I kind of talk about here. But one of the number one things, the number one reasons why you're not scaling, these people have, you know, they've been really successful in the past and still, all things considered, they're still very successful, but they're kind of been stuck, you know, flat at where they've been maybe over the last 5 to 10 years or so. One place to invest is in your people. And if you don't have people yet, think about how you can start to take things off your plate. Because the people, getting people around you, that allows you to build leverage and that allows you to scale. Because it doesn't matter how good Neil is as a marketer, how good I am as a marketer. What we've learned over the years is if you're superwoman, superman, it still doesn't matter. You're still going to need a village around you. You're going to need an army around you to build to, you know, the levels that you're trying to achieve. And if you're fine doing things alone, if you're fine kind of, you know, doing consulting, then more power to you. I think that's the lifestyle that you want to live. There's no problem at all. But a lot of people that listen to this, they talk about how being stuck in terms of, you know, reaching the next step, reaching the goal. So I think a lot of people forget about, it's not just the tools and not just about going to conferences. It's not just that stuff. It's about the people first and foremost.
Yeah. The next place you should invest as a digital marketer is branding. Branding, whether it's a personal brand or a corporate brand, is the best moat that you can have out there, right? Like you look at Kylie Jenner, Kylie Cosmetics. I'm not trying to knock her, but she has beauty products and she's done an amazing job, but there's probably other companies who have amazing beauty products as well. But why'd she do well? It's because her brand. And again, I'm not trying to knock her. I'm actually giving her props. I think what she did was brilliant and more people should take a page out of her book and build your personal brand. So it's like whether that's blogging, podcasting, jumping on interviews, whatever you can do to get your brand out there, the better off you are.
Yep. Number three, this is kind of related to what Neil's talking about. We often talk about going omni-channel on this podcast. So when we do this podcast pushes to 7 different podcast platforms. We also try to repurpose it into, you know, blog posts when we can or social posts when we can. Same thing with, you know, the videos that I do on my YouTube channel. We try to repurpose it into IGTV, into short snippets on Instagram. But we go omni-channel because we want to make the most of what we have. Also, we don't want to put all our eggs in one basket. So we want to try to continually grow the channels over time, because if YouTube decides to shut us down or Facebook bans us or something like that, we are able to, you know, sure, one leg is cut off, but we can still, you know, we have other, you know, limbs to, you know, help us continue on.
Number four, the next thing that you need to do is start investing in education through conferences. One of the best places to learn is to be around like-minded people. And you want a good group, whether it's a mastermind or whether it's a peer group like an EO or anything like that. So when you are around like-minded people in different industries and you're meeting up on a regular basis, you can learn from each other, share tactics, and you'll find that you'll also grow faster. Funny enough, Eric and I have one of these. If you want to join, go to marketingschool.io/live.
All right. So number five, this is funny enough. Correct me if I'm wrong, Neil, but once you have a funnel that's working, ideally you're investing into ads. You know, the bulk of the marketing dollars and sales dollars that Neil and I invest in is actually into kind of other areas, not ads. As of right now, we're not putting that much into ads. I don't know if you are, Neil, but people should be if you have a funnel, a working funnel.
Totally, right? I think ads are really good. And if you invest in them, you're going to do really good. Number six, this is one area I see a lot of people skimping. It's a really good email provider. So whether it's like a ConvertKit or a SparkPost, you want to be with someone who has a good reputation. And you're probably wondering, like, why email's email? We found that when you do that versus like going through a MailChimp, your deliverability is way better. And you want to scrub your list on a regular basis. Because some of the providers, like a MailChimp, they don't want you to scrub the list because they charge based on contacts. Technically, all of them really charge on contacts. But some are more flexible and they don't mind you scrubbing your list. If you don't scrub your list, you're not going to get a good deliverability. I know people are saying email's dead, but it really isn't. In the corporate world, people use them all day long. Still a ton of money to be made from them. So have a good email provider that allows you to scrub your list. Like on ConvertKit, I'm scrubbing my list daily and it does it automatically.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Number seven, I was going to talk about a couple of different things, but I think this is oldie but goodie. People think webinars are dying. Webinars aren't necessarily dying. Here's my reason for that. So if you do a webinar, let's say only 2 or 3 people attend your webinar, but what if that one person is qualified? It's someone that you're teaching and they're building a relationship with you. What if that one person is qualified, right? You keep doing webinars over time and then that person buys a high dollar offer from you, right? This is why webinars, I think, are still a undervalued asset, because what you're doing is you're building a relationship from one to many, and then you can put an offer at the end and you can run traffic to that webinar once it starts to work. I love it when people say something is dying. You know, people have been saying SEO is dying, you know, over the longest time. As long as there's search, SEO is not dying. And I think webinars, I don't think teaching people is going to be dying anytime soon. So it's your advantage. If people aren't taking advantage of it, use it. You can use tools like, we use LiveStorm and we love it for, you know, our live webinars and repeating webinars. If you want to do kind of evergreen webinars, you can use EverWebinar. That's still very viable. Neil?
That's it. As Eric and I mentioned, if you want to join our peer group and learn from us, and hopefully we can learn from you as well, and I think we can because everyone can teach us something new, make sure you go to marketingschool.io/live.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.